The Crucible debuts at the Theater Center on June 18th and runs through July 11th, 2010. This play, written by Arthur Miller in the 1950s, was a response to McCarthyism when the U.S. government blacklisted accused communist and questioned playwright Arthur Miller himself. The Crucible is based on the actual events that, in 1692, led to the Salem witch trials. In 1953, The Crucible won the Best Play Tony Award, and a year later, a new production was mounted and the play became a classic. The Theater Center's production is directed by Education Director Chuck Tuttle.
We're talking about a play that was written in 1952 about something that happened in 1692. Now, when Arthur Miller wrote this, we were in the middle of a communist scare, and from his perspective, a lot of his friends in Hollywood were being brought in front of HUAC, which is the House Un-American Activities Committee, to be questioned about their communist sympathies and whether they were a part of the Communist Party, which was not really necessarily bad until they were expected to name names. A funny thing, since the committee knew exactly who was at every meeting that these guys went to, but they wanted them to actually name the names. Miller's good friend, Elia Kazan, who directed several of his plays, including Death of a Salesman, was going to the committee to basically name names. This created a rift between the two, which is a very famous rift. And Arthur Miller decided to write this play to address that idea of what happens when a community forgets their reason and begins to give in to their fear.
Tuttle continues that this production of The Crucible will be a bit more universal in the way it looks, as although it was written in the 1950s, it is still topical today because we never stop getting afraid, he says.
We don't have a real specific traditional style that we're doing this in. The set will be very indicative of a colonial meeting house of that period of 1692. The costuming will look more like late 50s, early 60s, men in suits, women in the kind of dresses you'd expect to see, say, on a Donna Reed or something like that. The music is going to be much more contemporary, so that we give the idea that it really doesn't matter when this happens. It happens all the time. And if we can address that and make it more topical for everyone, it was my feeling that people would understand themselves within the play instead of it being a historical relic.
In an article entitled Why I Wrote The Crucible, which appeared in The New Yorker in 1996, Arthur Miller says, I am not sure what The Crucible is telling people now, but I know that its paranoid center is still pumping out the same darkly attractive warning that it did in the 50s. For some, the play seems to be about the dilemma of relying on the testimony of small children accusing adults of sexual abuse, something I'd not have dreamed of 40 years ago. For others, it may simply be a fascination with the outbreak of paranoia that suffuses the play, the blind panic that, in our age, often seems to sit at the dim edges of consciousness. Certainly, its political implications are the central issues for many people. The Salem interrogations turn out to be eerily exact models of those yet to come in Stalin's Russia, Pinochet's Chile, Mao's China, and other regimes. But below its concerns with justice, the play evokes a lethal brew of illicit sexuality, fear of the supernatural, and political manipulation, a combination not unfamiliar these days.
It's really a show about relationships, especially the love triangle between John Proctor, his wife Elizabeth, and Abigail Williams, who he's had an affair with. That's an integral part to this. The rest is sort of background to that story, and the relationships between the characters and what they need and what they're after is a very big part of what the show is. And so I think Miller put that love triangle in there to say, look, these are human beings. They got caught up in this stuff. And they might not be the brightest people, but they're trying their best to do what's right. But society as itself, communities, when they go through this kind of frenzy, forget to think. They forget to think, and they allow their fear to cloud that judgment and spur them on into doing things that they then regret. And in fact, in 1692, most of those people came out to regret a lot of their actions. We can't forget that 19 people were hung in 1692. One was pressed to death, Giles Corey. And these people were not witches. we all agree that they were not witches. Well, with the possible exception of Tituba, who actually was doing some conjuring in the forest, and the girls, who were actually the ones that were accusing everybody of witchcraft, nobody did any witchcraft here. Still, they hung them. Years later, many of these people came back to regret it and said, gee, we're sorry what we did. Well, you know, it's a little late after you hung someone to be sorry. So it really is an indictment of what happens when people forget and don't stop and say, wait a minute, is this the right thing to do? Is this right? Not, I'm afraid and I need to do things, but is this the right thing to do? And when we forget what is right and who we are, that's when we really get in trouble. And that's why this play has stayed topical for so many years. And it's really Arthur Miller's most popular play.
The Tacoma Public Library quotes Arthur Miller as saying, I am constantly awed by what an individual is, by the endless possibilities in him for good and evil, by his unpredictability, by the possibilities he has for any betrayal, any cruelty, as well as any altruism, any sacrifice. The Crucible opens at the Chattanooga Theater Center on June 18th through July 11th, 2010. For more information or to make reservations, go online to theatercenter.com. That's theater with an R-E, center also with an R-E. For Around and About, I'm Manessa Guilfoyle.